7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Working overtime, work out. Oh, that's fun, but that's not what's happening. What's happening? This is not the BTO show, and that wasn't the right time. Whatever time you heard, that's not correct. The actual time is 1930, or possibly 1931 UTC. And that means you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. And that means that my name's Tobe, and that should also probably mean that this is the sound of my car keys. Yeah, I'm sitting in my car. We've got a nice day. Let's get out of the car. Oh, it's a beautiful day. And what's that over there on that window? We better go check it out, because that could be a bug. Okay. What's going on today? Today is golf ball day. Today is the quest for golf balls. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are aware that I've been obsessed with some colorful golf balls recently. So much so that we have to come out and look for more today. Why? I don't know. Because I'm losing my damn mind over these golf balls. I didn't go out yesterday, didn't do anything. I thought, if I just wait another 24 hours, then everything will be fine. I won't be worried about it anymore. I won't be thinking about golf balls. And yet, here we are. Where are we? Well, I've actually come to Herrenhaven so that we can, check for golf balls across the street. But as I pulled into the parking lot here, and as I was getting out of my car, you heard me. I said, hey, what's that on the window over there? And I'm walking over here. Oh, he's walking. Guess what we have over here on the window? It's a mantis, and he's a biggin'. This is a pretty good sized mantis. He's on the screen. How long is he? He is, from head to butt, he's at least 10 centimeters. I'm trying to get closer. Yeah, he's more like 12 centimeters. So he's a pretty big boy. And he's in here by all these flowers. He's on a window, but there's a lot of flowers. There's a lot of bees flying around. Now I kind of want to look for mantises instead of look for golf balls. What are we doing out here today? Are we looking for golf balls, or are we supposed to be looking for mantises? Supposed to be looking for damn golf balls. All right. So we're going to leave Mr. Mantis on the window there. He's having a fun time. He's looking for lunch. And boy, it's a little bit warmer out here than I thought. I got sun beating down directly on me, and it's not that great, to be perfectly honest. But what we're doing here is we're walking out the driveway of Herrenhaven. And look, here's the brand new gate. They got a brand new automatically closing and opening gate, so nobody has to drive out here and close the gate every day and open the gate every day. I'm now crossing the street known as Ione Worthman Drive. I knew her personally. Probably the only person I've ever known who has had a street named after her or him. All right, I'm across the street. I'm at the edge of the golf course. And usually when you look up and down this area, you're going to find golf balls. I did not find golf balls. I found a large split ring, which I'm going to put in my pocket. There's a tee down there. There's a guy on the tee. Hey, mister, you got any green or blue golf balls? Hit him over here. So while that guy's teeing up, I'm going to walk over here and look around. There's a little more open space here between the golf course and the creek. And in the street. I'm not seeing any golf balls at all. I see no golf balls. Does that mean golf ball guy has been here recently? Like earlier today? Yes. Yes, it does. Who, you may be asking, is golf ball guy? I'm going back across the street. You know, now that we're at Herrenhaven, let's just do Herrenhaven stuff. Why are we looking for golf balls? I'm trying to talk myself out of the whole golf ball thing. Oh, I don't want golf balls. It's not that I want golf balls. I just want certain color golf balls. You know, I just want a blue golf ball. It's not that I need blue. I want a teal golf ball. I want a teal golf ball. I want a lime golf ball and a plum golf ball. These are the golf balls that I need to complete my golf ball rainbow. I'm looking in Herrenhaven's parking lot here because we can often find golf balls right around in here. But I'm not seeing anything. Maybe we should go over here to this tall grass and look for more mantises. But there's this guy. There might be more than one guy. There's probably a couple guys. Older gentlemen. Older than me. And they are in here collecting golf balls a lot. The big tip-off is there's always a car parked on the side of the road there. Oh, who's that? Oh, it's just Squirrely. And so, yeah, I see guys walking around looking for golf balls. And now I'm over here in this grass. Kind of over here by the subplots for the what used to be prairie grass, but I don't know what they're doing with this now. And very often we can find a mantis in here. Do I want to look for mantises today? Is that what we're doing? It's kind of hot. It's kind of hot. And there's nobody else here. Why are we standing around out here? We should go into the forest before somebody else shows up and scares the dudes away. Okay, so that's the official thing that is now happening. We're gonna do regular Herrenhaven stuff now and look for dudes. Although I still want to stand here by the building and look for mantises. No. Keep moving, Tobe. We got adventures ahead of us. I can hear a lot of construction going on over on Maple Street. And as we come around the shed, there's a lot of stuff grown up here. All I want to find is some kind of dude, like a mutty. And why is there a bicycle chain lock right around here? Interesting. It's a barrel lock. I'm pretty sure I can defeat that in a matter of seconds. But that's not what we're here to do today. We're not here to defeat locks. We gotta find some dudes. Oh, I hear running. It's just a Squirrely. Okay, we got squirrels. And they're looking irate. So we gotta be careful of squirrel bombs. Alright, I'm gonna walk up here onto the bocage, though. Because I still got the golf ball thing going on in my head. I realize that this may seem like some kind of obsessive compulsive disorder. No, I prefer to think of it as being more of a laser-like focus. Alright, let's look down in here. Okay, yeah, I see a golf ball. It's on the log. It's white. I see another white golf ball. I see another white golf ball. Three white golf balls, they're down there. Can we get in there? Well, we sort of could. But we gotta walk around the long way. There's another white golf ball.
Golf ball. Golf ball.
Golf ball. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, this obsession with golf balls of yours may be bordering on insanity. I realize that. You're not telling me anything that I don't already know. And that's the problem. I'm aware. I have an awareness of my golf ball compulsion. So how does one deal with a colored golf ball obsession? Well, I don't know. First, I need to convince myself that what I'm doing, how I'm feeling about golf balls, is some kind of perfectly natural thing and not the realm of madness, okay? The other thing I have to realize, I can't give in to this madness. I can't use my laser-like focus to focus on nothing but golf balls, dedicating my life and all my time to searching for golf balls, specifically three golf balls. You know, the lime golf ball, the teal golf ball, and the plum-colored golf ball. How do I temper my own obsession? No, you kind of don't, but as long as you're still aware of it, once you lose the awareness, that's when you're in trouble. So I'm thinking maybe some research might be in order. Maybe if I can convince myself that there are no lime golf balls, if I can convince myself there are no teal or plum golf balls, my brain can rest. My brain will say, okay, these golf balls don't exist. We don't have to be obsessed with them anymore. Green golf balls. Green golf balls. Do they exist? Why would they exist? Green golf balls, you kind of defeats the purpose. I mean, painting a golf ball green is essentially camouflaging a golf ball. That's not something you want to do. When you hit your golf ball on the golf course and it lands in the green grass, you want to be able to find that green golf ball. You need to find that green golf ball so you can continue playing golf. If it's green, you're going to have some difficulty finding that golf ball. So it would seem to me that golf ball manufacturers may shy away from coloring their golf balls green or blue. And my rationale for that is, what color is the sky? The sky is blue. Where do you hit a golf ball? Into the sky, and then it, you know, lands on the ground. If you're looking for your golf ball as it's flying through the air and it's blue, you might not see it. All right, I'm approaching the sub pond. I have not found any pond-colored golf balls, but there's some ducks hiding back in there. There's some ducks. Oh, they're sleepy ducks. Oh, it's ducky nap time. Be quiet so we don't wake up those duckies. Okay, what kind of duckies we got back there? I can't tell. Well, no, wait. Wood duck. There's about six or seven back there. There's wood ducks, and I think there's a mallard pair. But they're all standing on the logs trying to take a ducky nap. Okay, so in an effort not to wake up the sleeping ducks, I'm going to sneak over here. And we're going to head out onto the boardwalk. See what we can find. And once we get up here a little bit, we're going to come out quietly too, because with all the reeds and trees and everything grown up, this is blind, and there could be some kind of dudes right up in here. And I hope they're not muskrats, because when you sneak up on muskrats, you live to regret it. They're not called muskrats for nothing. Sneaking up here at the water's edge. Who's hanging around? Not a lot of dudes. I heard something go plop. Must have been a frog. Oh, we got a little turtle on the log here. Hi, little turtle on the log. Hello. Oh, I'm not going any further. The turtle dove off the log, but there's a heron. There is a heron on the inside of the boardwalk. You know, the boardwalk kind of curves a little bit. Yeah, there's a heron right out there. Wow. He's about 10, 20, 30, 40, yeah, 50 meters out. Wow, I'm in direct sun. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I'm turning around. I don't want to spook that heron. I want him to have a nice day and continue to be fishing for delicious fishy lunches. And that's what he's doing. I'm also checking the pseudo beaver dam. It looks like some more stuff is built up. It kind of almost looks like a muskrat push-up because somebody's piling up cattails. But anyway, I've turned around and I'm walking back into the forest. We're going to head out to the big blind. Stay in the shade. It's hot today. It's kind of, it must be 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Jeez. Alright, so there are probably some listeners out there in radio land, in SDF land, who are thinking, hey Tobe, I got your solution. I know where you can get a green golf ball. I know where you can get a purple golf ball. And I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, Tobe, you need to go to a miniature golf course. Or what is sometimes called crazy golf. I think they referred to miniature golf as crazy golf in the UK. Yeah, Tobe, just go to a crazy golf and steal their golf balls. Or try to buy them from them. Or find out where they get them. I have had this idea. This has occurred to me. But I don't know if this counts. Okay, it's just a squirrel. I heard a sound. It's a squirrely. The way I remember it, I haven't played miniature golf in a while, which is kind of embarrassing because I'm always trying to make it a thing for me. But anyway, I'm not going to regale you with my stories of, you know, miniature golf. But we are going to go into the big blind, or the wall blind here, and check for stuff, like dudes. Dudes that aren't squirrels. Okay, what do we got going on back here? Oh, it's so overgrown, I can't see anything. Let's take a look here. Well, can't see anything anyway. Doesn't look like there's much going on. But okay, in my experience of going to miniature golf courses, there was one national chain that I will not bring up. Everybody knows it. They used colored golf balls and a series of colored lights, and if you managed to get a hole in one while your colored ball's colored light was on, there's a bonus. I don't know. But in my experience, those were not golf balls that were manufactured in color. Those were white golf balls that were painted. I do not want golf balls that have been painted. I can paint golf balls. I got lots of white golf balls, and I got lots of paint. I could paint golf balls all day, and I don't. So that should tell you something. We're looking for golf balls that come from the golf ball factory in these colors. Am I asking for too much? Do I want something that doesn't exist? I'm willing to admit these possibilities. Because this could be happening. Speaking of happening, what has happened around here? Oh, that old broken tree fell, and so now we got another big branch across the path. Okay, that's cool. It's so emotionally draining, my concern for these golf balls. And I think I'm going to have to convince myself that I need to be satisfied if I can find a pink ball. I have not found a pink golf ball yet. I know they exist. And I have a lavender or lilac or another word for purple that starts with L colored golf ball, but not an actual pink one. And what am I seeing down there in the pond? I am standing on the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. And, oh, there's a duck or a coot back there. There are ducks. Am I seeing turtle shells? I guess we need to go down there. Take a look. I'm depressing myself with my own golf ball philosophy. That must mean that the philosophy in itself is existentialism. Golf ball existentialism. What would Camus say about my golf ball predicament? I wonder what Sartre has to say about colored golf balls. I'm trying to see if these are turtles, so I can't quite get down here in the right spot. So are there turtles over there or not? Maybe not. Although I do see that ducky. Hi, ducky. Oh, two duckies. Two duckies hiding under the tree. And I'm looking around, and I don't see a single golf ball anywhere. Golf balls. It occurs to me, if there's this variety of golf balls, golf balls with their custom colors, custom finishes, you know, matte finish, semi-gloss, gloss, and all the different colors, this seems to imply that there is a golf ball designer, someone whose job it is to think up colors of golf balls. That reminds me, I need to get a Pantone book so I can relate to you the colors of the golf balls that I have. Okay, into the big blind we go. Oh, we got ducks. We got ducks. We got ducks. There's one, two, three, four. Two pairs of mallard ducks on the main log. And there's a turtle. There's a turtle in between the two pairs. So it's duck and turtle party on the log. Nothing going on out at Goose Island. I'm not seeing any other big birds or ducks other than these four ducks and the turtle on the log. That's the only thing that's happening. No, wait, there's another turtle. There's another turtle right out here on this log, right out in front of the blind. I'm scanning the edges of the pond, looking for more herons. But I see none. And the sun's on me, so I'm turning around. I'm turning around and I'm heading out. It's a little bit warmer than I thought. But I'm glad that we got to see some cool stuff today. Kinda wanna go back and look for more mantises. We found the big mantis. We found a big blue heron. We found various little turtle dudes, miscellaneous squirrels that we don't need to mention, an assortment of various ducks. I saw a big frog that I didn't mention. But we have not found any golf balls. In fact, I'm wearing a shirt right now. The color of this shirt is pretty much the color of golf ball I want to find. Do I want to find it in gloss, or do I want to find it in matte? Unknown. It's these matte finish balls that are fascinating me. Actually, it's the matte finish and the high gloss. The high gloss ones you can see down into. They're so deeply glossy. Regular golf balls are semi-gloss. I'm not impressed. So, basically, to reiterate and to further clarify, we are looking for either a matte finish lime, teal, or plum golf ball, or a very high gloss lime, teal, and or plum golf ball. Or both. You know, if I suddenly find... if I suddenly find them all, I'm going to be... something's going to be wrong. I just... Why do I have this obsession now? Why do I feel like... Why do I feel like I need to be hospitalized? I don't know. Where are we... We need more golf courses. Where's all the other golf courses in my neighborhood? Okay, there's Warren Swigert. There's this one. I don't even know the name of this one. It's something like... Is the word apple in it? Is it Applewood? Applewood Links? Applewood Links. Sounds like some kind of breakfast sausage. Complete your daily breakfast with Applewood Links. Farm fresh Applewood smoked sausage. Yeah. Applewood Links. That's not the name of the golf course. Then, of course, there's the Warren Swigert golf course by my house. Where are the other ball places for that? Yeah, I'm trying to think of where are all the good strategic places to look for balls, because, you know, some holes are better than others. Closer to the street. Oh, that's a good place. In that apartment complex, I could walk along there. That's a... maybe. So anyway, the whole golf ball problem. Maybe I need to do my research. Maybe I need to look into the whole colored golf ball industry and find out what colors are available. What colors are out there that I should be looking for? Or vice versa. If the teal, lime, and plum golf balls don't exist, I will know not to waste my time looking for these things. And that'll just save time. That'll just save anguish. That'll save me the anxiety of not having these golf balls. On the other hand, if I do my research and, you know, then find out that there's other golf balls that I didn't know about. Yes, we do have teal and lime and plum. But did you know that we also have frangipani, and we have tangerine, and we have black currant? No, now I'm finding out that there's more colors of golf balls that I feel like I need. More fuel for a bad obsession. All right, I'm walking around the sheds here. And we're going to be back in the mantis zone here in a second. Right as we start to run out of time, of course. But let's see if we can find some interesting bugs on the building. All right. Usually, see, these are the same pink flowers that I have in my backyard. Right here in front of the door of the building. I do not see any mantises on these. But there are bees and little butterfly type dudes flying around. Check the wall. Are there any big bugs on the wall? Okay. Sometimes we find mantises on this plant. And I'm giving it a quick scan. I know I'm running out of time. If I accidentally cut myself off, please forgive me. I'm not looking at the clock. I don't know what time it is. I'm just looking for more mantis buddies, but I can't find them. Where's the other dude we found earlier? Well, he's not on this window anymore. Did he go up? It looked like he was walking up. I don't see him. Is he down here? He's probably down here on the plants looking for bugs, but it's time for me to tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Obsessed with Colored Golf Balls Committee. A show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Golf Ball Anon Radio with Praying Mantis and me. But now I'm going home, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.